And in the spring, in April, our cabin burnt to the ground and we lost everything. But thank goodness we weren't home, because if had we been, it may have been impossible to get out. So we had Sylvia, our 9-month-old baby, and we had our car, which was not paid for. In those days, you could buy a car, nothing down, and it was a new Chevrolet, and it was $1,250, I believe, but there were no payments. If you weren't working in the winter, there were no payments until you got a job. So the payments were on hold until spring. Well, so after the cabin burnt, we were up on Switchbrick visiting Roy's cousin and his wife at the time, and found that the cabin was gone, and Mr. Leach was so very kind, and he said, of course you can have a cabin. We went over there, got a cabin right away from him. We had $90 in the bank, that's all the money we had. That was no problem, it seemed. Everybody was so helpful and did everything they could. There was no road open here in the winter at that time. But when the road opened, right then we were able to get supplies from Fairbanks. But in the meantime, a lady had moved from Circle Hot Springs who had everything in her house and wanted to sell it as it stood. And it was the nicest cabin there. It was down by the... Well, it's, of course, they have let it deteriorate till it's gone now, but it was a 3-room house. It was a regular little house, not a cabin. And she said she wanted $400 for everything in that house, and the furniture, the dishes, everything. So here we were. We had no $400, but we borrowed it from my dad's partner, Sam Rockness. So we were all set up again. Things went along real well for us.